Hello and welcome to Pop Vouchers, a pop culture podcast by The Straits Times. My name is Jen Lee, and I'm joined as always by Yosem Joe.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes. Ooh-oh.
Yes, Sam Joe is saying Harry Styles. And why is he saying Harry Styles? Because today we're talking about Harry Styles.
Yes, Harry Styles, as we all know, you know, formerly of One Direction fame, he made a lot of waves recently when he became the first man to appear solo on the cover of Fashion Bible Vogue, all right? The first time in its, what, 128-year history, right?
Yeah, I think it's been around since like 1892 or something. Yeah.
Wow. So pretty monumental. And not just that, he appears on the cover wearing Gucci, but not just any Gucci.
Yeah.
He wears a black double-breasted jacket and
a lace-trimmed full-length ball gown.
Dress, yes. So inside the magazine, he also sports quite a few gender-bending looks, you know, like a Victorian crinoline, a sleeveless. Crinolines are basically those...
the structure that holds up like big skirts.
Right.
Yeah, it was popular like 19th century.
Exactly, the Victorian era, you know, the billowing skirts, right? The petticoat underneath.
Mm-hmm.
A sleeveless sweater vest as well and a, you know, a kilted skirt. He spotted quite a few of these gender-bending looks in the magazine, in this issue. So naturally, it was met with a lot of oohs and ahs, right? Because it's quite groundbreaking.
Yeah, and he has a lot of fans, so...
yeah. But at the same time, also invited plenty of frowns and hateful comments, right, Jen?
Unfortunately, of course, there are always people who don't feel like he's doing what a man should be doing because he's wearing a dress and that's not right. You know, we'll go into that a little bit later. But basically, like, we're just going to give you a rundown of what happened over the past few weeks after his cover came out. Of course, we're going to dive into a lot more about Harry Styles himself, like his influences, his music, his aesthetic. You know, he has, it's quite documented that he enjoys like androgynous dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just go into a little bit about the history of fashion itself, what really constitute men's wear and women's wear, right? And also just all the pop stars who have dived into this pool of androgynous dressing, which is a lot of them.
Yeah, and of course, along the way, we'll pepper it with our very own Pop Vouchers analysis of the whole sartorial affair. Okay.
Yes.
So are we ready, Jen? Shall we dive into this issue of Vogue?
Yes, let's Vogue. Oh my god, that's the Madonna.
Vogue.
Yeah.
Vogue.
Basically. So we'll have to start here. I do not like starting here. I have blocked this woman on Twitter because I do not like seeing her tweets.
What are you talking about?
US conservative commentator Candace Owens.
Oh right. Okay.
Yes.
She was one of those who was really I guess one of the most outspoken
she was very upset
against this.
Yeah, she was very upset when Harry Styles appeared in on the Vogue cover. She retweeted Vogue's tweet of the cover, right? And basically said, and I quote, there is no society that can survive without strong men. The East knows this. In the West, the steady feminization of our men at the same time that Marxism is being taught to our children is not a coincidence. It is an outright attack. Bring back manly men. This is her exact tweet.
End quote already.
Yes. Firstly,
wow.
Firstly, what is the East? what exactly are you talking about? China, Southeast Asia, Middle East, like are we all
Korea,
the same?
Japan.
Like,
it seems so. I guess she thinks that
which
all
is
of
blanket East.
Yeah,
which
a monolith.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you, Candace. What else did she say?
Marxism.
Why did she bring in Marxism? I don't understand.
Yes, and of course the rallying cry is bring back manly men lah, right? She's trying to say that Harry Styles is not manly lah by wearing a dress.
Yeah, and that there's something wrong with men not being manly.
Yes, and a lot of comments against her and a lot of comments supporting her, but another outright supporter of her, of this stance of bring back manly men, is, again, American political commentator Ben Shapiro, who said, this is perfectly obvious, this is a quote, anyone who pretends that it is not a referendum on masculinity for men to don floofy dresses is treating you as a full-on idiot.
Okay, so let me guess, he's conservative.
Yes. And they're basically saying, like, you know, it's an attack on masculinity. Like, masculinity as a concept is going to die because Harry Styles wore a dress on the cover of Vogue.
Right, because it's so fragile. Ooh, help, right. Of course, that is one side of the camp. Many others, and celebrities included, have jumped to the defense of mm-hmm. Vogue and Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. Oliver Wilde, who yes. has recently, you know, cast Harry Styles in her next movie.
Don't worry, darling.
Yeah, yes. Don't worry, darling. So she actually replied to Candace Owens.
You're pathetic. That's it. That's the tweet. She's like, you're pathetic.
Which Jen and I find quite funny. And Lord of the Rings actor Elijah Wood also said in response, I think you've missed the definition of what a man is. Masculinity alone does not make a man.
Yes. Right. And then, of course, US Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is like the super hip social media politician in
hashtag
America.
Hashtag AOC.
Yeah, hashtag AOC. She said it looks bomb. She supports Harry Styles, of course, and said it's wonderful. Like, there's like feminine and masculine elements that are balanced beautifully. And she says the jacket and hairstyling gives her James Dean vibes, which reminds me of, I know you don't like her, Sam Joe.
Who?
But it reminds me of that. The song Taylor Swift wrote for Harry Styles. Oh. You've got that James Dean daydream look in your eyes. And I've got that. You know, like, it's, I love it. It's one of my favorite Swift songs. Like,
look, it's a good song. And I do enjoy her songs. But are we going to do an episode on Taylor Swift? No. So, back to AOC.
Yes, basically like James Dean vibes. James Dean is rebel without a cause, you know. James is a early Hollywood actor,
right,
who tragically
golden age Hollywood heartthrob.
Yeah, who tragically died very, very young. Anyway, so she said, like, you know, some people are mad because some folks are very sensitive to examining and exploring gender roles in society. Perhaps for some people, it provokes some anger or insecurity around masculinity, femininity, etc. If it does, then maybe that's part of the point. Sit with that reaction and think about it, examine it, explore it, engage it, and grow with it.
And of course, there are those who belong somewhere in the grey area, right? So, mm-hmm. The queer community, for instance, obviously, naturally, you would think that, you know, they would be outrightly supportive of this, mm-hmm. but there are actually some among the community who were not too keen on the fact that, you know, Harry's ultimately a straight, cisgendered guy who's just wearing a dress. So some of them feel like, you know, it doesn't do much for true representation of diversity. I think they do have a point. You know, it's not enough to just have a man, right, wear a dress on a magazine cover.
And then that's it, right? And yeah. then we just like don't progress beyond that. And right. of course, that's not what we want. La,
right.
But
for them, that's just, okay, that's just tokenistic cross-dressing, right? But I guess it's also important who is wearing the dress.
Mm. And I think it's also, we'll go into this later, also why Harry Styles chose to do this is actually a very interesting, he brings up a very interesting point. And also just to, you know, put in an edit here, you know, there are some who say he's straight, he's cisgendered. And Styles himself has never, like, actually come down very hard on where he lands on the spectrum. Like, we know he's dated women such as Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. you know, so we know that. But he, when asked whether he's bisexual, I don't think he gave, like, a very committed answer about his sexuality. And of course, you know, that's his business, you know, where does it concern us? But just an edit here to say that it is not confirmed that he is fully, like, only dates women.
Right, right, right. He's always maintain some sort of ambiguity when it comes to his sexuality, mm-hmm. right? And that's, of course, his prerogative. But yeah, I guess we would argue that, you know, the who is wearing this dress in this case, Harry Styles, right? We would argue that because of who he is and his history with dressing up and his
even his boy band past, everything really plays into it, yeah.
Exactly, his aesthetic and who his influences, you know.
His rock and his roll, idols, yeah.
Yeah, we feel like with all these things considered, it actually does more good than harm when it, you know, for him to be wearing the dress, you mm-hmm. know, because it breaks down a lot of gender norms and dismantles toxic masculinity. So we'll touch on more on that soon. But first, if you're listening to this podcast and you're enjoying this episode so far, do remember to find us on the Straits Times podcast channel, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. We have our own channel right now. Just have to search for hashtag pop vultures. All right. Now, some of our episodes are also up on YouTube, so check those out and don't forget to like and rate us. Okay, back to our episode on Harry Styles, Vogue, and androgyny.
Mm-hmm, right. Yes. So this is not the first time, right, that Harry Styles has appeared in something androgynous, Emjo?
Yeah, he's made quite a few high-profile appearances, right, in gender-bending outfits. You know, just last year at the Met Gala, he was a co-host, right? And the theme was Notes on Camp. Mm-hmm. And what did he turn up in, Jen?
It was a sheer organza black blouse. Yes. you could see his torso, you could see his nips, you know, like it was
tattoos.
Yeah, his tattoos. He has a lot of tattoos. And then it was like high waisted tailored pants, I think. And he had like a pearl earring.
One earring adorning, I think, the girl right side of his ear.
Girl with the pearl earring.
Oh, now in this case, guy with a pearl earring.
Yeah, guy with a Styles with a pearl earring. Yeah. Then there was an SNL appearance as well.
He also appeared on SNL. I think he was a musical guest and he hosted also in 2019 last year. So for the promo shoot and a little commercial break teaser, he actually wore this full-on pink ballerina tutu with pink tights. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The photos are all over Instagram and social media. You guys can go check it out for yourself. But suffice to say, this is a guy who...
It's not scared of dressing up in women's clothes, basically.
Exactly. And he's not just not scared, but he's super comfortable and at ease with it.
Like
and
playing around with clothes, lah. Like, yeah. Not just, doesn't care whether it's men's, conventionally referred to as men's clothes or women's clothes, right? He doesn't care. He just wear whatever he wants. And that's kind of what he talked about in the Vogue cover, right?
Exactly.
So in the Vogue story, he basically said, like, he's liked fancy dress ever since he was a kid. He had to wear tights while playing a church mouse in a school play, which is very cute.
Yeah.
And then he actually has this amazing quote that I really like, which he says, mm-hmm. like, now I put on something that feels really flamboyant and I don't feel crazy wearing it. I think if you get something that you feel amazing in it, it's like a superhero outfit. Clothes are there to have fun with and experiment with and play with. What's really exciting is that all of these lines are just kind of crumbling away. When you take away, there's clothes for men and there's clothes for women. Once you remove any barriers, obviously you open up the arena in which you can play. So I would like to highlight that specific line where he says clothes are there to have fun with and experiment with and play with. Again, this is not a full quote. He continues to say, I'll go and shop sometimes and I just find myself looking at a woman's clothes thinking, they're amazing. It's like anything, anytime you're putting barriers up in your own life, you're just limiting yourself. There's so much joy to be had in playing with clothes. I've never really thought too much about what it means. It just becomes this extended part of creating something.
I love that. It kind of reminds me of that George Michael song, you know.
Freedom 90, is it?
Freedom 90. Sometimes the clothes do not make the man.
Yeah.
Which is true. You know, it's the freedom to do whatever you want.
R.I.P. George Michael.
R.I.P. George Michael, of course. Icon, legend. But yeah, I love that about him.
So it's really like, his concept is really not like, oh, I want to ban gender norms. It's really like, I like this piece of clothing.
Because I think it's cool.
Yeah, because I think it's cool, I want to put it on. I think it's beautifully made, I want to put it on.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, interesting. And
And I like that he's very consistent, you know, with his flamboyance and his, I guess, gender-bending aesthetics, right? You know, you look at people he's cited as his influencers, you know, glam rockers and celebrities like Prince, you know, David Bowie, right? Freddie Mercury, Elton John. All these are male superstars and, like, very... larger-than-life showmen, right, who, mm-hmm. to varying degrees, weren't afraid to wear high heels, right, makeup, you know, they were very ahead of their
time,
right?
I want to break free. It's like, fully, they cross-dressed the entire band. It wasn't just Mercury himself.
Right.
So, like, the entire band cross-dressed their, like, beards and everything and their hair. And Bowie famously... like wore women's style clothing all the time.
Yeah, his silhouette is always very, I guess, the traditional, like, you know, hourglass figure, what you wouldn't normally associate with, like, the male figure, right? But they weren't afraid to, like, you know, break out of that stereotype. You know, they wore cloaks, they wore very glittery leotards, you know, sometimes with a cut-off shoulder,
or even
cut-off at legs. Like, you know, you would think that...
Very bright colours, you know, yeah.
Right, you would think, oh my god, that's a swimsuit, right? But no, that's just, like, you know, breakfast attire for David Bowie, right? Yeah. In doing research for this episode, of course, I found out that, you know, apart from all these guys that we just mentioned, who are Harry's influencers, which kind of like make, you know, seem like a very natural progression, right, for Harry to follow in their footsteps. But I didn't know this. I just found out that Harry actually famously said that his main music and fashion influence is none other than
Shania Twain.
Shania freaking Twain, okay? Canadian country music legend.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
Yeah, so she's done that song and so many others. You're still
she's
the one.
She's a legend, lah. She's a legend,
from
yeah.
this moment. She's incredible, okay? But yeah, if you guys go online, you can go search for this short Vogue article that compiles instances of Harry... you know, taking reference from Shania's fashion through the years, from her leopard prints to her shimmery blouses to her bright pink suits even.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, you know, he's always drawn from like all these influences, and like he's never been shy about, you know, wearing clothes that defy gender norms, essentially, right? And if you look at his music videos also, Jen, more often than not, he sports his trademark, you know, windswept long hair, right? You know, even during his One Direction days, he was always the one with the messy long hair.
With the long hair. That's his trademark, the Styles hair.
Yeah. And, you know, if you look again closer, his nails, they are more often than not always coloured in the videos. You know, in Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar, hi. Watermelon Sugar, hi.
Great summer bop. I love it.
Summer bop, yes.
His nails were pink in that, like, very befittingly so. In one of his newer singles, Golden, his nails were yellow. Some of his nails were yellow, in fact.
Like, he basically plays around with his aesthetic a lot.
And even the outfits, you know. He always wears tops that were flowy, billowing in the wind. If you look at Falling, which is one of my absolute favourite songs at the moment. Fine Line is just such a good album, by the way. That's his latest album. I hope he wins a Grammy or like...
He will get nominated, for sure. It would be such an insane snub if it doesn't get nominated.
By the time this episode comes out, the nominations will have been out. Yep. So let's hope we're right. But anyway, Falling, we digress. But if you go look at it, you know, he is wearing a super frilly gown, you know, while playing the piano, and then the water starts pouring out of it. If you find the imagery rather familiar, it's because someone else kind of like copied the idea. I'm not going to mention who.
Okay.
We may or may not have mentioned her earlier in the episode, but you guys go do the math.
May or may not have dated him.
But all I'm saying is he's always been very true to this, like, you know, androgynous aesthetic. I guess some people are always wondering, like, you know, are you doing it just for, like, just as a PR marketing stunt? But you can tell, like, you know, from this interview and from, like, you know, he actually walks the talk.
Right? Yeah, he likes this.
He walks the talk and he basically has shown that he genuinely enjoys wearing such clothes.
Yeah, you know? So this really brings into a point of androgyny and sort of like, we're going to dive in here a little bit, a bit more detail on just like the history of fashion itself. It's like, you know, androgyny is like, you know, of course, when you dress up, let's say Harry Styles wears a dress, people of course will question his sexuality, you know, and things like this. But as we said just now, he himself has never really come down very hard on where he lands on the sexuality spectrum. And the thing is, he's very clear that it's not the reason why he likes wearing these clothes, right? So, like, it reminds me of, like, Billy Potter, who is the actor from Pose, award-winning actor from Pose. He basically also wears a lot of, like, he wears, like, dresses and, like, to the red carpet, you know. He famously wore this, like, tuxedo gown, you know. He basically wears a lot of, like, this sort of gender-bending stuff. But he also, I think, has made it quite clear that he's gay, but he fully identifies as a man. Like, he's not like, I think I'm a woman. No, he fully identifies as a man who is openly gay, but also that he just enjoys wearing clothes that are pretty. Like, right? It's just an aesthetic thing. So that's sort of very similar to what Harry Styles has expressed. And then just to bring this point back to Candace Owens, where she says, like, the East knows this. Like, the East knows that you cannot let men be too feminine. I'm sorry, she doesn't know anything about the East, okay? What is she talking about? Like, in a lot of traditional cultures, dresses, robes, cloaks have been a part of traditional wear, right?
You look at
menswear. You look at the traditional kimono for men. You know, it's also a robe. Of course, it's inside it might be pants or what, but outside it's a robe, right? And then, like, you look at traditional Malay clothing, right? Traditional Indian clothing also has a lot of, like, gold thread, glitter. You know, there's a lot of this kind of, okay, not specifically glitter, but, like, gold thread, a bit more flamboyant.
Yeah, different colours and prints, right?
Colours and prints. Yeah. Look at, even in the UK, like, the ancient aristocrats, right? They had these long wigs, remember? They wore these big robes, frilly lace stuff all the time. So it's not, you know, it culturally, I would say all these things that we think are men's clothes or women's clothes is very recent and it's very ingrained very recently.
That's true.
Also, just one thing to bring back to my niche, have you seen K-pop recently, woman? Have you seen the eyeliner, the guy liner, the skinny jeans? I mean, look at BTS. They have the softest look sometimes, you know. Just look at the clothes they wore to the AMAs. Like, it was candy-coloured, pastel colour, pink, purple, bright pink, purple.
So even the hair colour, you know, it was all sorts of candy floss.
And the makeup, you know, like the earrings. Come on, lah. You don't know what you're talking about when you say the East. Like, she clearly just has no idea what she's saying.
Right. I guess what we're trying to say is that isn't it silly and quite sad, actually, that, you know, modern day tastes, so to speak, right, dictate that, okay, you know, wearing a skirt or putting on makeup essentially makes, as a man, makes you less manly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something inherently wrong about that, and anachronistic.
Exactly. And what is manly? Like, what is this concept of manly that you speak of? Mm. Is it just that they don't wear, what, dresses, but they treat women like, you know?
Right. Who is the authority on that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's the authority on that? And you know what? To me, manly is just a man who respects women. That's it.
Wow.
That's it. You know? Right.
And that's coming from you as a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you respect women, I think that's very manly of you. If you seek consent, you know, if you are somebody who respects boundaries, you know, that's very manly to me. But I don't care whether he's doing it in a dress or in pants, you know, that's not manly to me. Like, that's not what defines masculinity or what defines a decent man to me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Why do we even feel the need to pin down what is manly and what isn't? Like, to kind of like draw definitions and boundaries.
And it's so like tied to womanhood, right? It's like always defined in contrast to women.
Yeah.
Oh, because women wear this, so men cannot wear it.
Yeah. So you're essentially saying that if you exhibit any so-called feminine or womanly traits, you are somehow lesser?
Yeah, which is so
sexist.
Yeah, it's so sexist. It's like thinking men cannot be nurses because it's supposed to be like a nurturing job.
Mm.
I'm sorry, nurturing men are also very attractive, okay? Nurturing is a good trait.
Yeah. But I guess back to Harry Styles, you know, the fact that, you know, he is one guy, one of many guys, I would say, you know, there are more and more of them, right, who are so comfortable in, you know, their androgyny, right? I think it does a lot to change mindsets, lah. But I think the fact that he's on the cover and he's showing guys out there, you know, no matter where they come from and no matter what they identify as, right, you know, the showing guys that they can wear sheer blouses and dresses and not have to worry or feel vulnerable about their sexuality or gender identity, you know, that in a way, in and of itself, is redefining masculinity. You know, it's the same way one might argue that K-pop does, right? It's taking... it's defining masculinity
it's
away
showing
from
a different side.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be that traditional macho aesthetic.
Yeah, hide your feelings. Let's, you know, tough it out over a fight outside the bar.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Come on, bro, let's go.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So by extension, it redefines what's sexy in a way to the female gaze also, right? Or to the straight female gaze. And at this point, I want to ask Jen, I guess, and of course our podcast assistant Penelope as well.
Who's a former Directioner.
Who's a former One Direction fan, a groupie, and probably still is. Do you too find Harry Styles sexy when he bends gender like that in his dress sense?
Okay, so I'll go first. Yes, he's hot. Oh, you shut up. Like, just, he's hot.
What?
Like, he's really, like, have you seen Watermelon Sugar? He is so hot in it. He's so comfortable and sensual and so, like, you know, it's so smooth, you know. It feels very, he feels very confident.
Okay, but what
is very hot to me.
But what
it's
about when he wears a dress?
Because
Watermelon
so...
Sugar, he was topless, so I know why you like that, Jen.
Okay, fine.
But when he wears the, you just say the F word.
No, I said, okay, fine.
Oh, the other F word. Okay, very good. So, but what about... we should keep this in. It's quite funny.
We push through.
But what about when he wears a dress, you know? Do you find it attractive? Or do you find it, oh, this is kind of strange?
Okay, I would be very honest to say if I had to go out with a man in a dress, then I might feel a bit like, you know... Of course, you would worry hard. People would look at you, everything. But I don't inherently find it a turn off. Like, I think it's very, very nice that he feels very comfortable in his masculinity to do it. I would also say that a guy in a ball gown just, like, walking beside me, I would feel very intimidated.
Right.
Like, I feel like I have to dress up to his standards, so that's not great. But, I'm totally okay with him, like, you know, playing around with like, fashion and everything. And I think it's very nice that he plays around with fashion. It's really nice that you feel very certain in your masculinity. You are not afraid of people judging you to do that. Like, it's very hot and very confident. Also, Harry Styles just has a really nice face, guys. Like, I'm not... He has that James Dean daydream look in his eyes, guys.
Okay, then what about you, Penelope? You know, you are obviously a huge One Direction fan, or at least you were. What do you think of Harry Styles then and now?
Well, okay, like, first things first, I think a lot of people can agree that, like, the most sexy thing about someone is confidence. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, like, if he wants to feel confident in wearing a dress or wearing, like, new normal, like, boy band clothes, it's really up to him. It's not like, I'm not, like, the owner of his life. I'm not going to dictate what he's going to wear or whatever. It's his choice, you know. It's his clothes, his money, his, like, style. Go ahead. Like, why am I supposed to, like, say anything about that, you know?
Right.
And,
If you don't like it, just flip the page, right?
Yeah, or like, don't just buy look the away. Like, no one is asking you or forcing you to, like, put it up on, a frame. And, yeah, no one is, you know, really. Mm, and
use him as your pinup. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with Jen with the fact that, like, I might feel intimidated with someone next to me. Not because he's wearing a dress, but because he's gonna look better than me in one.
Yeah, what if his makeup and eyeliner is better
with
than
Harry
yours?
Styles. Exactly.
Right, right. Yeah, and then what if he wears high heels, right? Then you're not say very tall already, and still even shorter. Lucky worse. Yeah. No, but I'm joking. All jokes aside, I guess at the end of the day, it's like, no matter what you wear, like Penelope said, who cares, right? You know, I remember a long time ago when a straight guy friend of mine mentioned very casually, you know, we were teenagers then, he said, how he wishes he could wear women's clothing because, you know, when he walks into stores, he just finds that there's a much greater selection.
Yes.
And a more interesting selection in the women's department.
Yes.
Which is kind of what Harry Styles also said in the book.
Exactly.
Interview.
Have you seen men's clothes? They're very boring.
No,
they're
like,
extremely boring.
Excuse me? What are you trying to say about my attire?
I'm just saying that a lot of... You can walk into any store and I guarantee you the menswear section is just a little bit duller compared to the women's wear section.
Right.
Because we feel like men shouldn't express themselves, you know? Like, we feel like men... It's a reflection of our culture, right? So, you know.
They have to be a bit more, like, reserved and a bit more... what do you call that?
Hold back
dull
themselves.
And
plain
and
they cannot
serious.
Play around too much, you know? Cannot have too much fun, yeah.
Yeah, cannot be too flamboyant. If not, like, you know, oh, that says
if not, oh my god, yeah, how men too flamboyant, the world cannot, like, you know, function.
So, yeah, I guess it says a lot about society, right? Like, you know, the fact that we still balk at a guy wearing a dress, I guess it means that we still have a long way to go in terms of being tolerant of different
even
types
sheer,
of self-expression.
Even a sheer blouse.
Mm.
Or, like,
which
short
are all the
shorts.
Rage right now, by the way.
Yeah, all the rage right now.
Yeah, I would wear it.
Yeah,
would you mind
great.
If I wore it to our next recording, Jen?
No, I would be totally okay with it. I'm just afraid you'll be cold. Okay.
Don't worry about me being cold, Jen. Like, you know, at the end of the day, I guess all I want to say is, I just want to be Harry Styles.
Yes.
Can I just be Harry Styles for a day? Like, he's probably the coolest person on earth right now.
I just want to date Harry Styles for one day. I just want to know how it's like to date a dude.
Okay.
With James Dean daydream look in his eyes.
Right. You know what? I'll be Harry Styles for a day, and then you can date me.
For a day. Yeah. I guess to conclude, you know, this has been Pop Vouchers. We hope you had a dose of your pop culture this week.
Yeah.
And we'll just like to end off this podcast by telling you firstly that you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know, wherever you get your podcast from. Some of our episodes are on YouTube. Please rate, please subscribe, rate, leave a review, like us, you know, it really, really helps a lot. Please go catch up on our old episodes as well. And
write into us. Let us know what you think about, you know, Harry Styles and his Vogue cover and androgyny in general, okay? You can always email us at podcast@sph.com.sg. You can email Jen at...
jenlee@sph.com.sg. I welcome anything, you know, from, like, your favorite K-pop androgynous dudes, GD, Taemin. Taemin, guys, go check out Taemin's new songs. You can also write into me at jenleewrites at Instagram. You can slide into my DMs with a little bit of, you know, Styles in, like, you know, topless Styles pictures. I'll take that.
Right, she would take anything topless. And...
Not anyone, lah.
I'm just kidding. Okay, we need to keep this PG. You can also write to me, of course, at yosamjoe@sph.com.sg.
Okay, guys, and that's your dose of pop culture for this week. And he's Sam Joe.
She's Jen.
And this was
Pop Vouchers.
Thank you for listening.
Watermelon sugar, hi. Watermelon sugar, hi. Watermelon sugar, hi. Ah, watermelon sugar, hi. Ah, ah, ah.